Welcome back, guys. DG, SN, KMOX doing the Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of fictional weapons. What do we have so far, Rach?
The lightsaber, Captain America's shield, Excalibur, Gimli's axe, and Freddy Krueger's fingers.
Strong. Back to Skip.
Indiana Jones whip.
Oh,
good
did you
call.
Have that one? I did. That's a good call.
Oh, I thought that was one of those ones that people would think. Yeah. That was a.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, lightsaber beats it, but it's not necessarily that much more cool. That whip was great. Was a great
the scene where he shoots the guy.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest scenes of all time.
It really is.
Yeah.
And they had a fight planned out.
Yeah.
That was spontaneous.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was spontaneous.
Oh, that's great.
They said something like cut, and so they weren't going to do it, and he did it, and everybody loved it, so they either refilmed it or just used that take.
They were
supposed to have a fight.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Between
that.
Yeah.
Andrew.
How about Ash's chainsaw arm from the Evil Dead movies?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen one of those.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one is kind of on the lower budget side. You can probably skip it. But the second and third ones are excellent. Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness. And the movie, or the TV show is really good, too. They rebooted it into a TV show, Ash vs. Evil Dead, like a decade ago or so. Very good. Very funny.
Wheels.
Mjolnir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Thor's hammer.
Okay.
I went with the dork name.
I'm always afraid to say it.
I know.
Rach.
How about The Lasso of Truth?
Yeah,
ooh,
good one.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's good.
Thanks.
So, like Skip, I have an obvious one, but it just has to be on because I shot my phaser so many times.
Yeah.
So, the classic Star Trek phaser.
Yeah.
The fact that you could put it on stun is what makes it really cool.
It really
is. We don't
want
to kill this person. We can still use the same exact weapon.
Did they ever put the phasers set for kill?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like they said that?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Yeah. Set phasers for kill.
Set or like on max, phasers on max power or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
All right. So I've got one from The Lord of the Rings and I've got one from Star Trek, but I'm not going to double up on the movies. So let me go with the Iron Giant.
Oh, man. Good one.
He himself was a weapon, and we never really knew why.
Huh.
Right.
But when he started going, I mean,
yeah,
he was powerful.
Me and my kids' favorite movies.
Yeah.
Love that. Andrew.
I'm not afraid to double up. I'm going to say Andoril, the Flame of the West.
The sword reforged
from the shards of Narsil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an Aragorn sword.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord of the
Rings.
It's
a pretty big deal.
As long as you guys know what he's talking
about.
Yeah,
it's a pretty big deal.
Okay.
Pretty big deal.
Wheels.
All right, so I have two. Tell me if this one qualifies, but the Death Star.
Of course.
I had that, yeah.
All
I've
right.
got that.
All right. That's my choice then.
Yeah, the ultimate weapon.
Yeah.
Although it just keeps getting blown up. So.
I know. It's like, yeah.
They seem to have made the same mistake twice.
It's much more of a better offensive weapon than a defensive weapon.
Yeah.
What about Wolverine's claw?
Oh.
Good one.
Oh, put that against Freddy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Claw versus right. claw.
His whole thing, RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just his whole thing.
Yeah. He's a weapon.
He's a weapon.
He is.
All right. Last pick.
It's yours, Skip.
So I've got a couple. Similar to RoboCop, the Terminator.
Right.
Maybe even the liquid metal one.
Yes.
Or the 357 automag that Dirty Harry had, especially in Sudden Impact when he could shoot through.
That one.
Yeah.
I love the line when his friend says, "This leaves nothing but the fingerprints," and he pulls it out and says, "If this used properly, it'll remove the fingerprints."
All right. Sweet 16.
So
that's
which
how
did you
do
use?
It.
Did you use the
357?
357, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, now we get it down to the Elite Eight, Final Four, and according to us, the best fictional weapon of all time. The lightsaber versus the lasso of truth.
Saber.
I'll go lasso.
That's cute. I should just put Saber in the finals.
I mean, it's going to be tough.
Captain America's shield versus phaser.
Ooh.
I'll take the phaser.
I'm going to go the shield.
Phaser.
I'm going phaser.
We'll go shield.
Shield moves on.
Ooh.
Excalibur versus Iron Giant.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, I have both of those on my list.
Yeah, me too. Excalibur.
The giant.
Strange women lying in ponds distributing swords. It's no basis. I'll go the Iron
bitch.
Giant.
I'll go Iron Giant too.
Giant? Gimli's axe versus Aragorn's sword.
Oh.
I'll go with the axe.
I got to go with the sword.
I will abstain. I don't want to make this call.
Tight to Skip. Well, no, you could. No. Right now, the sword is running. You could make it.
So I don't want to know which way it goes. I'm going to think this through because I don't. Gimli's axe had no magical properties. It was just a thing. Narsil was some sort of elven magic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with that, with Anduril reforged with the bit of magic in it.
Okay.
Boom.
Gimli's axe it is. Freddy's fingers versus Wolverine's claws. Which is more iconic?
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
I mean, yeah, I think those are more iconic.
Adamantium, dude.
Yeah.
Which is very different than vibranium, though both are Marvel Comics indestructible metals.
Where does adamantium grow?
Wolverine, I think.
Where does it grow? I'll go Wolverine, too, if that matters.
Indy's whip versus the Death Star.
Oh.
Indy's whip.
Give me the whip.
Yeah, whip.
Wow, beats a Death Star.
Yeah, I mean, the Death Star keeps failing, though. Yeah.
That's true.
When did the whip ever fail?
Yeah, exactly.
Statistically, the whip probably could beat the Death Star.
If it hits it in the right...
You get it right in that
exhaust
little...
Exhaust
bit. Exhaust yeah.
Chainsaw arm versus RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Chainsaw arm.
RoboCop. Thor's hammer versus Dirty Harry's 357.
Oh wow,
Dirty Harry.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Hammer. I like the 357.
I'm gonna go Dirty Harry. Too many good lines around
I think you need one conventional weapon in
there.
There's your Elite Eight. Lightsaber versus Captain America's shield.
Lightsaber.
Saber.
Saber. Iron Giant versus Aragorn's sword.
Ooh, sword, please.
Sword.
I'm gonna go giant.
Giant.
Sword.
Sword moves on. Wolverine's claws versus Indy's whip.
Oh, well, the claws go right through the whip. Yeah.
But I'm going the whip.
I prefer the whip.
You can't swing over a giant bottomless pit with a with
That's
claws.
That's true. That's a good point. You could crawl across the wall, though.
That's true.
I'm going to go with the claws.
I'm going whip.
Where's the votes?
I'll go whip.
Whip wins.
Whip.
Whip wins.
Whip.
Wow.
RoboCop versus the 357 Magnum.
Wow.
Two cops. That's good. Yeah. Well done, Rich.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll go with Dirty Harry.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. We are friggin' flying through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we started early.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be out early today because of the Cardinals.
Cardinals baseball.
So we're going to be out on the dot at 440.
Yes.
So how's Weber going this month? How was June?
It's been a good month. I mean, you know, we had such good... We talk about how we get vehicles, okay? You sell a bunch of vehicles, and they use that in a formula to send more, okay, based on if you want them or not. And we can ask for even more. But so when you had such a good March and April and May, it's kind of like it takes the factory a while to catch up to that. So we've kind of been a little bit light on our lot, which is stressful in June. But they're coming in steady, so we still had a very good June, lots of pre-owned sale, and... Back in COVID, we learned how to successfully, and the customers sure did a great job. Put your name on something inbound, and as soon as it gets here, you got, you know, that kind of thing. 10 years ago, nobody would ever done that. Nobody did that. Now, it's old hat. So it's a little bit, I don't know if it would have been better if the lots had been as stocked as they were in May and June, in April and May, but it's been a fantastic month. Halfway point of the year, great year, best year since before COVID. So all that means... is not that, hey, look at me, how great we are. Obviously, in the internet age, we're not doing that. If our prices aren't right, we're not doing that if we don't treat people right.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, those success stories are indicative of how great a deal and how great you're treated when you come see us.
Anything cool coming out in the next year on four-door Chevy?
Well, there's, you know, the new Traverses came out, and they're just... head and shoulders above. I mean, the Traverse has always been a great family vehicle. Three rows of seats, you know, affordable.
Kind of a tweener, though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not a Suburban or Tahoe, but it's a lot less expensive. But but now, they're, man, we can't keep them on the lot. They're so nice. So those are cool. But that's already has come out. The new stuff coming out is pretty much the same. We are going to get another EV. We had the Bolt for a long time, a little compact EV, and took it away. Equinox is just killing it as an EV. Blazer's awesome. Silverado EV is, you know, just that's what I drive. I would rather drive that than a Corvette, honestly. The Bolt, though, is going to be that entry-level EV again. Mm-hmm. And I think we already have the least expensive vehicle in the Trax. I believe the Bolt will be the least expensive EV out there. So Chevy will have that market cornered on affordability, and so that'll be cool. But I'm not sure. It's going to be a little bit before it comes out. It won't be like the fall or anything.
Yeah.
So there's some good stuff on the horizons. Very pleased. Very proud to be a Chevy dealer. Great, great portfolio of cars.
He wants a Corvette.
I always
you
have.
Should get it.
I know, but I can't.
You can.
Well, no, I can't because I can't drive that to work every day.
Why?
Because I drive 70 miles round trip every day.
That don't matter.
Oh, don't tell me that.
That doesn't matter. We'll talk. That doesn't matter. No, that doesn't. That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
Mm.
How many miles are on your Camaro?
40.
How long have you had it?
2 years.
Okay, so you're 20.
So I'm
a
doing
year.
20 a year.
Yeah. Well,
that seems a lot for a.
What do we need to do to get you in this car today?
Yeah, I don't think it's
a, make an even trade.
Skip thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
He's like, no. I mean, I get it. I knew you were
There'll
joking.
Have
I mean,
to be.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously, anybody would do that deal, any even trade for anything, you know. But no, let's. I don't think you should dismiss it out of hand.
All right.
Let's just look at it.
A couple years then, maybe.
Yeah.
One guy, I was looking at one of those lots probably 10, 15 years ago, the old cars, yeah. And he had the best line, which I'm sure he uses 10 times a day. But I was looking at like an old Camaro, and I'm like, is this an everyday driver? And he goes, it certainly was. And I'm like, done. Wrap it up. Mm-hmm. She'll take it. Sweet 16 of fictional weapons down to the final four. The lightsaber versus is it Aragorn?
Yeah.
Aragorn mm-hmm. sword.
Yeah. Lightsaber.
Lightsaber.
I'm going lightsaber too.
Can I just parenthetically? I don't know anything about Lord of the Rings, and I say it as if I'm not the biggest dork in here. But I went sub dork. I went like Planet of the Apes. You know, like when all the smart kids were reading Lord of the Rings, I was diving deep on Cornelius.
You were a sci-fi dork, not a fantasy.
You have said so many times when you talk politically.
Yeah.
Two things can be true at once. You can be both.
Yeah.
I love the Planet of the Apes, and I devoured those books.
Yeah.
I think, and honestly, Dave, this is the truth, in my opinion. You guys can agree or disagree if you want. There has never been a more faithful book-to-movie translation than Lord of the Rings, I think.
They did a fantastic job.
I think, yes. I mean, usually you say, oh, yeah, but in the book this happened. And there's some things that aren't in there, but it's still... So it was such a pleasure to watch those movies. I would take a weekend and watch them, and I think you will be an instant fan.
Okay. Lightsaber versus the sword.
That being said, lightsaber.
Lightsaber already won.
Lightsaber.
Indy's whip versus the 357 Magnum from Magnum man. Force.
The whip.
The whip.
The gun.
Skip and I are in a standoff right now. No, I haven't voted. I'll say the gun to make it a tie.
Oh, man. I am going to go with the whip.
Okay.
Just because of the multi-line, always of course.
It was like
thing.
A character.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he reached for it in the second movie and it wasn't there and it was a little bit of a joke. Remember mm-hmm. that? He was going to shoot the guy.
Yeah. Can the whip beat the saber?
Nope.
No.
Can the saber beat whatever was? Can it beat dogs?
No, it was Slapshot.
It can beat Slapshot.
Yeah,
I gotta say, I think it does.
Lightsaber, yeah.
All right, that's how you do that. Welcome back, guys. DGS Wheels got a 2-minute preview of the Pirates.
Sure, they can pitch and they don't hit. Actually. You're catching them at a weird time because they just swept the Mets.
I know.
And beat the heck out of them.
Yeah,
so,
like 30-4 or something
What you
like
don't
that.
Know is which end of that you're coming out on. Are you catching them as they're getting hot or are you like catching them now that they're going to cool down after that big weekend? You do get their three best starting pitchers. So you got Haney tonight, who's a good lefty. Skeens tomorrow and Mitch Keller against Sonny Gray in the third game. So it'll be a tough series.
What a weird season Keller's having.
Dude, poor guy, man. I mean,
is he like 2-10?
The good news is that nobody that evaluates pitchers really looks at record. They know why his record is what it is because the Pirates don't score any runs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple. You know, he's
but it's still
got
to be hurt your morale.
It's got to be frustrating because you're putting up good work and there's no benefit for it.
Yeah. Kind of wasting your career.
Yeah. Remember Jose De Leon?
Sure.
Man.
Everywhere he went, he just pitched well and lost.
Yeah.
Game after game after game.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh is similar to Cleveland in that their offense is not that good. You know, if you can navigate a couple guys, I mean, even their best guy is O'Neal Cruz, but he's been terrible in June. So there, that's a lineup you can navigate. And even with, you know, it's Fetty, Palante, and Gray, and obviously Sonny's coming off an amazing starting.
Yeah.
You should win this series.
Kevin, is there a particular person that you think might make a certain type of performer?
A peak performer, perhaps?
Peak performer, perhaps?
I thought we were doing that in the next segment. We can do it now.
Well, we're doing it. Yeah. Well, we're talking about
Game Day Men's performance, peak performer. Yeah, we're going to go... I'm trying to think of which direction I wanted to go. I'm going to go with Nolan Gorman again because Nolan Gorman just keeps on hitting. And he's such an important part about what they need to find out. He's been one of your best hitters in June. As Bernie has pointed out a number of times, he leads the team in slugging basically for the last 6 weeks. So he's doing the things you need him to do, and it's part of the reason why you're winning. And it's just been an interesting thing to watch, right? Like, they didn't have time for him before. And even at the beginning of the year, didn't have as much time for Burleson. And it turns out those are the two guys that are carrying you here in June when you're playing well. So we'll go with Herrera, but the little side mention for Burleson.
Okay.